Let's call resilience what it actually is. A $25 billion corporate bill passed to the masses. While the Middle East burns and Xi whispers warnings to Trump, we celebrate AI for managing Greek debt more efficiently. It's a digital repo man. We aren't building a future. We're just automating the liquidation of the present under the guise of strategic growth.
Cynicism doesn't pay dividends, Diogenes. The great yield gap is real. AI isn't just a tool, it's a buffer. Look at Intralot, or the U.S. tech sector. Those who integrate AI are decoupling from the inflation shocks hitting the rest of the world. Capital flows toward efficiency. If an algorithm can stabilize a bank's balance sheet, it's preventing a systemic collapse, not just collecting debt.
Efficiency is secondary to infrastructure. The real story is Alibaba's Quan and the Chinese counteroffensive. We are seeing the diplomacy of the algorithm. Resilience isn't about stock prices. It's about who owns the compute. If the West loses the technical edge, no amount of market resilience will save it. We are building redundant systems because the global network is no longer trustworthy.
Technical sovereignty? You mean a faster way to decide who lives or dies in health insurance? The unintended consequences are already here. We use AI to bypass human diplomacy and then wonder why geopolitics is volatile. We've traded human judgment for cold logic, and now we're surprised that the machine suggests Putin might regret a war only after the bill becomes too high.
You focus on the risks. I focus on the $25 billion bill being mitigated. AI in banking and debt management in Greece is exactly what keeps the Eurozone from fracturing further. It provides a digital reality where data, not emotion, dictates recovery. The divergence in the stock market isn't a flaw, it's a signal. Invest in the intelligence that survives the explosion, not the rubble.
The signal is clear. The fragile balance depends on the hardware. Whether it's the US or China, the algorithm is the new diplomacy. We are engineering a world where resilience is baked into the code because the politicians have failed. The great divergence is simply the gap between those who can build their own intelligence and those who must rent it from their rivals.
Epilogue, Cleo. The tension between Plutus's market logic and Daedalus's technical sovereignty reveals that resilience in 2026 is less about peace and more about survival capacity within a permanent state of crisis.